Hallo.
Hi, Hannah. Schöne Esther. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm so glad that you're online.
Oh, I was away, and then it took me a couple days to recover from. I went to help a friend. She had a catering job in New Jersey. So I just recovered.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you're back.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
How is everybody?
Doing good. Thank you.
I'm doing good. Hanoch, I have a question real quick. I'm obviously a little behind. But Shovavim, does it start on the 20th, 19th of Tevet, or 20th?
It started last Saturday night.
Oh, I thought it started this week. Oh, yeah, last Saturday night, so a couple nights ago. Okay.
Right.
Okay, and whatever date that was, I'll look it up. But is it always the same?
I'm looking at the calendar, and it was the 21st of January.
Okay.
And it was Shemot. You know, we start with Shemot, the Shen being the first letter of Shovavim. And the date was the 23rd of Tevet.
Okay, so is it always, is Shovavim always on the 20, you said 23rd of Tevet?
No,
I don't tell you that. I was just, I had the calendar open to January, so that's why
okay.
I told you that. I'll let him take over from here.
Okay, thank you.
No, the Shovavim starts on the Motzei Shabbat of Vayechi. The Shabbat we read Vayechi, we start studying that night for Shemot. And Shemot is the first of the 6 weeks in Shovavim, the Shin, as Hannah said.
Okay.
Unless it's a leap year, and then we go.
Then if it's a leap year, yeah. There's 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it still starts at the Motzei Shabbat after the reading of Vayechi.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to go on mute now.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'm going to start with the L'shem Yehud, and we're starting with 276 of section 55b. L'shem Yehud kud shabrihu ishkinte bit hiluur himud hiluud hiluur himu. L'yachta shem yud he bavavhe. V'yichudash v'lim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. V'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nenehu. Elaine Tirain Karsa one Bad me Amina Behad Mishmala Behahu Karsia yo Dirkia Ukma me Amina Behahu Karsia yo Dirkia Saskona Mishmala Tad Salkin Pekar Siyo Irkia Ukma Maish Kar Siyo Dirkia Simala Benachatin Beya. One of the pedestals is to the right, the other is to the left. The right pedestal is on the black firmament, the left one on the firmament of the badger color. And when the lights go up through the pedestal of the black firmament, the pedestal of the left firmament goes down against it, and the lights go down through it. Questions? comments and thoughts?
Well, you remember last week, the badger kept, it was like I couldn't leave it.
Get to them.
Remember that? And I wasn't able to. And I, anyway, I wasn't able to make the class yesterday because I had that meeting. And, you know, when we leave the class, for me, I'll ponder it during the day. Thoughts will come to you whether you purposely try to do it or not, you know.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I remember something you had said when we first mentioned the badger collar. And remember, I tell you, we discussed the badger itself, and but I remember you saying a rodent, and I remember you saying weasel. And yesterday I thought about when I had taught that class on the seven prophetesses, that Huldah's name meant weasel. So I looked up in my notebook, and what it had to say, but on both Huldah and Deborah, that both of them had names that were not. Well, let me just read it to you. Two women were proud, and they both had unlovely names. One was Bee, Deborah, and one was Cat, or Rodent, or Mole, or Weasel, who was Huldah. Of Deborah, we know it is written in Judges 4:6, and she sent and called Barak and went not herself. And we know the story of Deborah and Barak, and with Huldah, she's not so well known, but it says in 2 Kings chapter 12:15, say unto the man that hath sent you to me, and she did not say unto the king. And so basically what I saw was, well, at that time we questioned, why did Josiah send for her? You remember they found a scroll of Deuteronomy, and they wondered if it was a kosher scroll. And the king did not call for Jeremiah, the prophet, who happened to be, I had learned that he was a cousin to Huldah. And of course, she was an educated woman. She had a study room up on the temple. That's why they, you know, there's even a that spot is still called Huldah's. I don't remember, Carter or something. But anyway, at that time, very few women had educations. And some of our questions were, well, why did Jeremiah call on her? And some, you know, the answers were something like, well, maybe he was out of town. Or maybe because she was a woman, he called on her. But we also learn that she and her husband had raised him as a child. But by her calling him a man and not referring to him as king was considered pride. So it kind of brought all of that in perspective, which was just a simple truth that the badger, the color, the reddish color or the copper color, that all that were metaphors for pride and what would we say, the negative or devil
and certain aspects of the negative system.
Right, yeah. So anyway, I got peace after that, so that I see badgers here again. So I don't know if that was worth contributing, but anyway, it and I kind of think it went along with what we've said during the month of Kislev and the beginning of Tevet, with holy anger and anger, and so it fits right in with the.
With all of it. Absolutely.
You know.
Look, at reading this verse, the important thing is to realize that the pedestals is a word that is representing the columns in the tree of life. So we have two columns. one is to the right and the other to the left. And the right column, which we would normally think is white, but in the world of Malchut, which is what was said in the previous verse, the right column being black is not truly sharing. The left one is this rust color or red color, the badger color. And when the lights go up through the pedestal of the right column, when they go up on, the returning light goes to the right column, then the left column is going opposite against it, and the lights go down through it, meaning the lights come into Malchut not through the central column of Yesod, but through the left aspect of Yesod. That's what's being taught here. And it's also being taught here, and this is just my opinion that you'll have to decide for yourself if you happen to know a physicist. We know that electrons in the atoms, the physicists have told us that they are paired right and left. One is spinning counterclockwise, the other is spinning clockwise. And if you change the direction of the spin of the electron, then no matter where in the universe the other one is, it automatically reverses so that they're always in parity, that one goes one way and one goes the other way. And that's what's being expressed here in this verse, metaphorically. At least that's my opinion.
And is that also a picture of them trying to communicate to each other?
Well, they're automatically communicating because they are always connected to each other.
Okay.
In the sense that when one changes the direction of its spin, the other one knows that through however they're communicating instantaneously. And what has been proven is that instantaneous communication is faster than light. And it really has thrown physics all over the place. They don't know how to handle, because it goes against the Einstein theories, which say that nothing can go faster than the speed of light. And Rabbi Bar Sadok teaches that the world of Yetzirah, the world of Zeran Pin, to get there you have to go faster than light. And that when you fall below the speed of light, you enter the physical universe.
Okay.
And that's something that you need to contemplate in your meditations, because you are entering the sometimes, depending on what you're trying to accomplish in your meditations, you're entering the world of Zeran Pin, the world of Yetzirah, and in order to do so, you have to be on a level of going faster than the speed of light, which means it has to be on the level of thought. Because thought can be instantaneous, but any aspect of matter is going to be limited to the speed of light or less, according to the mathematics in modern physics.
Mm-hmm. Well, on a much lower level, I was thinking of solid, liquid, and gases. that the difference in what the molecules or the atoms are doing, makes a difference whether something's solid, liquid, or gas. And
you always have to remember when you say that, there's a higher level, which is, I forget the actual term, it's something with a P, but the gas becomes so hot and the electrons are moving so rapidly that it has different properties than gas in that stage of that fire. It's really referred to as the level of fire, but they don't use fire. They have another word that they start with a P. I forget what it's called.
Okay. Well, I can't say I understand it, but when you say it, it, you know.
Well, it's not that anybody understands. It's all theoretical, but it's more than theoretical because you can utilize it in your meditations to expand your consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Verse 277. Mit galgalin karsi one ad bechad naftin kol inun rishtin begavavu bealin alone beshipola dito matata kaim had karsi ayo besalik Leila mikoli nun tichome v'kaim barsi ayo achara l'tata dekol tichome bein tirein karsi wam ilein mit galgalin koli nun tichome v'kaoli nun tzinorin Eat na atsu bain tirain, parsi one elaine. Each pedestal is embraced within the other. Within them, they contain all the nets, and they lure the lights to the very end of the lower abyss. One pedestal rises and elevates all above all the chasms. The second remains at the bottom of the chasms. Between them, the chasms revolve and become perfected. As the chasms revolve, the channels are inserted between the two pedestals. Questions, comments, thoughts. And that is going to be a very confusing verse.
That's going to be what?
Very confusing.
Okay. It made me wonder if it was moving more. You know, we had said the 365 were linked to the negative commandments,
right.
And it made me wonder if somehow in their movement and communication and all that we were moving more toward a change. The way I picture it is possibly that now we were getting toward what we would have said before about finally reaching Yesod, but that may not be it at all. So,
what most people will find confusing is the first sentence. Each pedestal, meaning each column, is embraced within the other. How can you have that? We don't think in terms of when looking at the glyph on a piece of paper, how do you see that the two columns are within each other? There's two columns. Go ahead.
Well, the picture I've been having, and I don't know, is the two columns that were on the temple. And even though they're two separate, let's see, one was called Boaz, and the other one, was it Jochen or something like that? But even though they're two separate, they were both dependent on each other to hold up whatever they were supporting. So embracing each other, I mean, it's kind of like a male and a female aspect of
very nice.
Being separate
very nice.
But being one. I don't know. But
that's a very nice description.
Okay.
Now read the next sentence. Within them, they contain all the nets. What are the nets? If you have to go up in a few verses, you'll remember what we said about the nets.
Yeah,
and they
lure
the light to the very end of the lower abyss. What's the end of the lower abyss? It's Malchut at its end, at the level of feet. One pedestal rises and elevates above all the chasms. The second remains at the bottom of the chasm. So it's like they're transforming themselves from vertical to horizontal. And between them, the chasms revolve and become perfected through change, as you indicated.
Mm-hmm.
And as the chasms revolve, the channels are inserted between the two pedestals.
Wasn't the hint to that because there were 17, and 17 has to do with good, and
yes.
And then nets are four, and you can't yes. You can't think of the four without thinking of the Tetragrammaton. You know, so that would help you to understand that change was going on from
exactly.
The previous verse.
Very nice.
Okay.
This idea of the channels represent where the light flows. And so what's being described is the electric light. And the way what Edison had to do to make the electric light actually work by experimenting with the different materials that would act as the central column. And until he got the right material, the light didn't work. But
mm-hmm.
once he found the right material for the filament, it all worked.
Okay, then now I'm thinking, as I look at it so often, and I'm seeing the other day we were in Big Lots, and how many things are now LED lights, and I'm sure that's another entirely different topic, but it's another, evidently, another degree in our time of a different kind of light, I guess. It's hard to put into words.
It's the same light, but it has an impact on the use of fossil energy in this society.
Okay.
So you're right. It's very, very relevant in that way. Let's see if we can do 278 in the few minutes we have left.
Okay.
Shavin v'chamesh zinorin inun Shiva inun ilaye Dekola v'kal inun Acharanin achidan V'ho v'kal ho Meitze v'galgelo V'hai karsiyayo V'sitrada Unitzin the Galgalo, the High Karsiyayo, the Sitrada. There's a total of 75 pipes, yet of them, the seven abscesses or abysses of Zerontin are superior. They are above the others, which cling to them. The 75 pipes are inserted in the wheels of the pedestals of the right and left sides.
Ugh.
It's a confusing verse.
But seven being superior to the 75 seems important.
Remember what we spoke about. Abraham was 75 when he left Haran. And the Zohar explains that it's 7 plus 5 is the meaningful aspect of it.
Right.
But that the seven abysses of Zerantin are is the energy that has flown, come through the six sephirot into Yesod.
Mm-hmm.
And they are above the others, which cling to them. The 75 cling to the 7.
And especially if the 7 plus 5 is 12 and has to do with the 12 tribes, you can see, the difference in the levels. Right, okay.
And this all. So the 12 boundaries that are built into the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop here. You can see it's getting really technical.
Right. How much more in this chapter? Oh, gosh, I'm turning the pages. Well, a couple more pages.
Yeah, we're stopping tomorrow. We would start 279, and the last verse is 287. So we have 8 more verses.
That could be up to 2 days, maybe. Okay. Okay.
We're going to end up with 3 days, actually.
Okay.
Because it is technical and it's going to be confusing. But
okay.
We will break the kippa and get through it.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Anybody else have any questions? So our Tikkuni Zohar class will start at 7 o'clock West Coast time. And I wish everyone a good evening. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.